The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus set out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
About 23 years ago, when I became pastor at St. Camillus, I assumed certain things and found out that my assumptions were wrong. One of those assumptions was that you pay bills by having a collection on Sunday and then you pay bills. And our collection on Sunday at the hospital is somewhere between $25 and $100, and you can't support 7 or 8 chaplains on that. So I began talking with some of the folks in the community, and we began to look at how to do grant writing. And in my first-time approach to grant writing, we had a person that came on staff, and we decided to send out several hundred letters. And if you know anything about that, that's not the best way to go. So we sent it anything that said church or hospital or poor or sick. We wrote a letter. We put out hundreds of letters. But out of that hundreds of letters, one group of persons back in the middle of the country, who I've never met them, but in their kindness, they read what we wrote, and for all these years, they've been sending a check to us. But I learned that that was probably not the best approach to doing grant writing, that there's another way of doing it. If any of you are at that age when you're trying to date or find someone to journey in your life, at some point, a lot of young people go online, and at some point, you're putting your name and a little bit about your life, maybe a picture, and you just put it out for thousands of people, and you wait and hope that someone will click, and you look, and hopefully you'll click, and you also hope that what you're seeing and reading is true. It's been known to not be that accurate. Sometimes people put a picture when they were quite young, and now there's a different person, you know, with either less hair or more of them or less of them. And you kind of stretch the truth on what university you went to and what degree and all those other things. There is that sense of, it might be the only way to go at this point in my life, but it's not always the best way to go in your life. And if any of you are new widowers and you're at that point of saying, well, I'm going to try to put myself out in this world, it's like, okay, Catholic, 47, da-da-da. And you put all those data out, and you put it out, and you trust and hope that someone will click, and then you'll have a conversation online, probably several, and then maybe at some point you'll meet this person. The scripture today invites us into that experience in which the word of God, Jesus gives this parable, is like God putting out the seed, and the seed goes out. And sometimes that's the best way to do it, but sometimes it's not the best way, because the scripture says that sometimes when that seed is thrown out over here, it's a nice soil, but underneath it there's rocks. And after it starts blooming for a couple days, boom, it dies because there's not roots on that. And some of the area over here, when the seed of God goes out there, it's really wonderful soil, but there's a whole lot of weeds going around and some other stuff. And within a few weeks, it gets completely eaten up. And there's this other soil over here that the seed goes out and it goes in the soil. And because the rocks aren't there and the weeds are not there, it produces abundantly. And so Jesus clearly was giving this homily to people who knew about planting seeds. And so how many of us planted seeds lately? Anyone planted seeds? We have a few pea farmers in this. Good. The majority haven't planted seeds lately. And so sometimes this image we need to translate into in our own world reality. We have this reality in our world today about the internet, that you also not only put out things, but you take in things. And sometimes people take in things that are on the internet and it's like, oh, that happened? And then they pass it on to someone else who passed it on to someone else, and we find out that that didn't happen. And now this person and this group have been told what we used to call a lie, now we call it, what is it called now? Fake news, I guess, or something like that. The Bible calls it lying, but we have to kind of adapt to this world. And Jesus invites us not only in this scripture to recognize that the seed goes forth, and that seed is the Word of God, and Jesus is that Word, but at times you and I, in the new evangelization, you and I become that seed. We're the ones that go out, and sometimes we might be knocking on doors in your neighborhood just saying, hello, I saw that you're new, how are you doing? And you might get a, well, thank you for coming by, I never would have expected this. Or you might get a door slammed in your face, or you might never meet a person because they're just not there or they're working different schedules. When you put yourself out like the seed, like the Word of God, sometimes we get that response and sometimes we get responses as if it's on rocky soil or weed soil. The Word of God is also inviting us to see that at times we are that soil. And so part of that reality is, are we allowing ourselves to be a soil that is mulched around and pushed around and gnarled around and wormed around and all the stuff that makes a wonderful soil, so that when that seed comes in, I'm not ready to be choked off and I'm not ready to have the plant dry up, but I am now soil, ready to receive the Word of God, receive the God of mercy, the God of hope, the God of love. So I invite us this week as we go about our lives to realize, when am I being seed, being sent out to produce and give life, and when am I soil, when I'm needing to be nurtured and kept alive? Jesus invites us to be aware of that this Sunday, to be conscious of that. Seed and soil. For some of you as parents, you are very often the seed, the Word, the hope, the love of your child. And especially if they're small little ones, we don't have much expectation that they're going to give much back. They'll just smile and they'll maybe Google at you and giggle at you and all those other words. And then at another point, they'll say other things. And then at that wonderful age, they'll say no, 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 no. And at another age, they'll just say on their cell phone and they won't even bother with you. And you will keep talking and they'll just keep listening or texting or doing something. In that process, we become the seed that's being thrown out, that's being put out. There is also, in the midst of this scripture, in the first and second reading gives us this, that what I learned in the example I began with grant writing is that there is the other reality in which you take a large list and you hone it down and you send a letter to 30 people and you call 25 of those people and you begin to have a relationship with those people so they know your story. They get to know you, you get to know them. We get to know the Word of God's mercy and love. We begin to spend some time with that. That's what we do on Sunday Mass. That's at home if you take a moment to read the Bible or say the rosary or go out into a place of nature and you're open to the divine presence, God's presence. That's opening ourselves to that Word, that seed of God to come and to affirm us and nurture us and produce abundantly. And then there's other times when we do the other. And so I just invite you to be conscious this week. When am I receiving God's word, God's truth, God's hope, God's peace, God's love, unfiltered, pure gift from God? And there's no retweeting it, and there's no resending it, and there's no fake stuff in between. It's simply God's love. And when are we being called to be that nurtured soil in which God produces in us amazing and abundant things? And so all of a sudden, someone at work, someone at home, experiences your forgiveness, and they go, wow, I don't deserve that. And I've received your gift because you're soil that had been knurled and gnarled and moved and mulched, and now you have produced this wonderful gift of an abundant mercy of God. So each of us are in our own different worlds and relationships. So I invite you to think about that. Where are you going to be this week? Seed given for others. Where are you going to be soil that's going to produce abundantly? May we be open to this mystery of God. Amazing promise. And in that promise, may other people see in our struggle and in our growing experience and our living this out, they would see in us a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen.